With a look at Montana news, I'm Steve Jess. The lifespan of Montana's Native Americans is 20 years shorter on average than others in the state. Montana Governor Steve Bullock is launching an effort to close that gap by finding and fixing the shortcomings of the health care system for the state's Indian population.
Too many families are losing entire generations, and with them we lose essential wisdom and expertise and experience.
Bullock today capped a two-day summit meeting with leaders of Montana's eight tribal nations by signing an executive order creating a new Office of American Indian Health, tasked with bringing state, tribal, and federal officials together to ensure that the state's native and non-native residents have the same access to essential health services. At his side for the ceremony was Kevin Howlett, health director for the Confederated Kootenai and Salish tribes. Howlett says this is just the beginning of a long process.
What we want to do is set the table. We want to bring the parties to the table, and we want to have a discussion about what the problems are and what some probable solutions might be.
Montana tribal leaders last year pressed officials to overhaul the federal health care system for Native Americans, citing a shortage of trained medical personnel and misdiagnosed illnesses among problems they've experienced. A Billings man faces a criminal endangerment charge after a standoff at a Bozeman motel that began when dispatchers received a 911 call and heard a child state that he was scared because there was a bad guy in the room. Kenneth Markey surrendered Tuesday morning, about 6 hours after the 911 call was made. Officials in Missoula County have identified a 30-year-old woman who died after being thrown from a horse over the weekend. Detective Scott Newell tells the Missoulian that Desiree Rogers died Sunday evening after an accident near Frenchtown. Newell said a dog spooked Rogers' horse, causing it to rear up and throw her off. Officials say she was riding horses with three other people when the accident occurred. Opponents of animal trapping are again trying to petition voters to ban that activity on state and federal land. Timothy Provow of Missoula on Monday filed a ballot initiative to make traps and snares illegal on public land in Montana. State officials are reviewing the proposal. Provow was a board member of the Footloose Montana group when that organization filed a similar initiative in 2010 and worked with Trap Free Montana to support another one in 2014. Both failed to garner the 24,000 signatures required to make the ballot. Trapping is legal in Montana under a provision of the state constitution and a law passed in 2015. More than 2,800 individual letters and online comments have been submitted during the initial public comment period on the future of Yellowstone bison. Acting chief of the Yellowstone Center for Resources, Jennifer Carpenter, tells the Bozeman Daily Chronicle that she expects more comments to arrive by mail later this week and that she expected a surge before Monday night's deadline. The state of Montana and Yellowstone National Park are looking to rewrite the Interagency Bison Management Plan. Yellowstone's 4,900 bison have been managed under that plan since 2001. A judge has sided with the city of Missoula in its effort to gain ownership of the water company that serves its residents. District Judge Karen Townsend found the city was able to prove its plan for a city-owned water system is more necessary than its current use as a private for-profit enterprise. Townsend issued a preliminary order of condemnation on Monday. Missoula Mayor John Engen says the city is ready to move forward with the purchase.
There's much more work to be done, not the least of which is determining a fair price for the system, and we've already begun that effort. But in the meantime, we are pleased with the court's thoughtful, deliberate decision, and we are grateful to the citizens of Missoula for their support for our efforts.
The city had tried to purchase Mountain Water Company for up to $65 million, but the Carlisle Group rejected the offer, so the city filed a complaint for condemnation. Townsend found the city could operate the water system more efficiently and at less cost, and could finance the purchase at lower interest than a private owner. She also noted that the city would be eligible for government grants. Mountain Water President John Kappas says the company disagrees with the ruling and will take steps to exercise its rights as a private property owner. I'm Steve Jess.